The next presentation will be with Jean-Marc, which will talk about more than one tool for collaborating on writing the Tiki CMS.
So, hello everybody. So, this is not about one specific product, contrary to the others. It's about sharing our experience from the Tiki Wiki CMS groupware software community about producing collaborative tools and also collaborating and what we use among ourselves. The reason I'm here is because, I've been really interested in open source and internet since a very long time. I discovered Tiki and I immediately felt part of the Tiki community. And since 2011, I professionally work for the Tiki, as a Tiki consultant. So that's not the main topic. There's more here on the link if you're really interested in me. What does our viewpoint come from? The Tiki community I'm talking about produces some open source software, which is over 1 million lines of code. We do major releases every 8 months. Every free release is a long-term support version, which is supported about 5 years. The project started nearly 20 years ago by Louis Argerich, and he stayed some years and he left the project afterwards. He's not among us anymore. That community, it's community managed open development software. It is not led by any single company. We have a number of us who are consultants managed for hire, but we all have our own customers. It's not, there's no central point. It's not a company which manages anything. So, there's no single company, as I said. There's no benevolent dictator. There's not even the initial offer. So communication is the only thing that keeps us together. So it's really crucial. Without communication, there's just no community. And we are very open. The way we work, we are really open. Anyone can contribute. That's what version control systems are for. The wiki way of writing software, you want to add it. If it's really bad and causes problem, it can always be rolled back. So obviously, I guess everybody knows the sentence, eat your own dog food, which means that you're never going to convince anyone to use your software if you're not using it yourself. And the second reason why you have to use it as much as possible is that, that's how you improve it. That's how you see what people do with it when you are among those people. And then we improve it, we add things, we fix it. That's great. Just about Tiki, the special thing about Tiki, it's all inbuilt. So at least among the community, we never have to argue about which plugin we are going to use. There's no many plugins that all the features are there, they're active or they're not active. We can use whatever we like. So we use the forums as such in order to communicate as forums are for. We also have wiki pages and documents, which we use a lot because that's where we have our documentation for users. On one side, we have technical documentation on another one. We also have to discuss marketing stuff, which we, as an open source company, are not really great at, but we try to. We share promotional information, for making t-shirts or stuff like that, they're all shared and downloadable. All those websites are federated, there's the single login, etc. It works well. People use that. As usual, the documentation for users is a bit late usually, but it gets done. We have some what we call a tracker, which is really a database, because it started as a bug tracker and then it expanded. That's where we share, that's where people report bugs and also ask for new features. That really works fine because we can discuss them